USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Notes taken from a phone call appear to show former President Trump pressuring Justice Department officials to publicly question the results of the 2020 election. New York Democratic Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney yesterday releasing handwritten notes taken by a DOJ official during a December 2020 call with him, Trump, and former Acting Attorney General Jeffrey Rosen. According to the notes, Trump told Rosen to say the election was corrupt and leave the rest to me, that being Trump. Texas Republican Congressman Jake Elsie sworn in yesterday after a runoff election to become the newest federal lawmaker. Elsie on CBS News discussing his legislative priorities.
I'd like to see hard work on keeping our military more combat effective instead of worried so much about social issues, but also as a congressman now from Texas, securing the southern border, which is a national security issue and a humanitarian issue.
Elsie replacing Ron Wright, who died in office in February. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and here's my beautiful wife, Chelsea.
Hi, women. I have a message just for you today. Every single day, we have women that come to us in pain. Not physically, even though, yes, that is too, but in pain from suffering of hopelessness because they have tried every single thing to lose weight, and they can't.
And they can't year after year after year, and they give up. They give up hope. They're desperate. They're in a dark place, but we have a light of truth. Science is a search for the truth that is known. In our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, ladies, you will lose 15 to 20 pounds of solid fat every 4 weeks. Go log on to our website. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you who were hopeless, but this changed their life.
Check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
Some surprising information coming from a new COVID study. The CDC announcing yesterday that almost 75% of over 400 people infected in a recent outbreak in Massachusetts were vaccinated. The study also finds vaccinated people who are infected have just as much of the virus in their noses as the unvaccinated. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky telling Fox News yesterday, as challenging as the Delta variant is, it's still beatable.
I continue to be humbled by this virus. I have no interest in continuing mask guidance. And the best way to stop a new variant from spreading is to have less virus out there, and the best way to do that is to get people vaccinated and to mask up until they are.
That study of the Massachusetts outbreak also finds symptoms were reported in 80% of the breakthrough cases. 5 people were hospitalized, including 4 who are fully vaccinated. Of those 4, 2 have underlying medical conditions. Efforts to extend a federal eviction moratorium fail. House Democrats fall short of the votes needed to extend the moratorium before today's deadline. The House now in recess for 6 weeks. This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
A major storm causes serious damage and injuries in Pennsylvania. Wendy King has more.
Just one day after a destructive tornado struck eastern Pennsylvania, causing the partial collapse of a car dealership and injuring several people inside, the National Weather Service confirmed that an EF3 tornado had torn through the area with peak winds of 140 miles per hour. They said the most intense damage was to a car dealership and an adjacent mobile home park. They said on Thursday, the twister struck in Bensalem, Pennsylvania. The town is 20 miles northeast of Philadelphia. In addition to reports of tornadoes, there were also numerous reports of wind damage, hail as large as an inch and a half in diameter, and flash flooding from torrential rain across eastern Pennsylvania. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
E. coli leading to a food recall. Tim Berg has more.
More than 295,000 pounds of raw beef products are being recalled due to E. coli contamination concerns. The Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service saying dozens of products are being recalled after routine samples showed E. coli has been detected in one of its products. Health officials say raw beef products have been shipped to processors in Nebraska, Indiana, Illinois, and Minnesota. Most strains of E. coli are not harmful, but others can cause problems, including pneumonia. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.